Mesechet Baba Basra Paragraph Mishnah Aleph. Hamelcher Peros L'Chavero V'Lod Simchu. Somebody who sells fruit to his friend, and he doesn't specify whether he wants to buy it for eating or for planting. And after he bought it, he went ahead and planted the fruit, and it didn't sprout. It wasn't fit for planting. This is not considered a mekach toz. It's not considered as a lokeach was tricked, as a lokeach did not tell the mocher that he wanted it for planting. Maybe he wanted it for eating, and it was fit for eating. Even if the lokeach had bought flax seeds and he planted it and it didn't sprout, the mocher is not responsible and does not have to return the money to the lokeach, even though it wasn't fit for planting. Now, even though flax seeds, in most cases, it is bought for planting, not for eating, even so, the mocher does not have to return the money to the lokeach, even though it was not fit for planting. As we have a klal, we have a rule, ein holchin b'mamon achar harov. Even if you have a rove on your side, you still can't get money with that rove from another person. As we say, amotzi mechavero olav harayah. If you want to get money from somebody else, you have to bring a clear proof that he specifically sold it to you for planting. But since over here you don't have a raya, you just have a rove, which is that most people do buy it for planting, not for eating, still you cannot say it's a mekach toz, as the mocher could say, I sold it to you for eating, and unless you bring a raya that I specifically said that I'm selling it to you for planting, you cannot get your money back. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel Oimer, Zeroni Gino She'ena Necholen Chayev Bacharizim. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel says, if somebody buys seeds that are used for planting and gardens, and it is not fit for eating, in this case, if he planted it and it didn't sprout as it was not fit for planting, then the mocher is responsible and does have to return the money to the lokeach, as this is a clear mekach toz. The lokeach was tricked, and since it is not fit for eating and for planting also, it was not fit, so therefore the mocher must return the money. Somebody who sells grain to his friend. The lokeach must accept upon himself 1/4 of a tav worth of dirt per sah of grain. This is 1/24. And this is normal that 1/24 of the weight of the grain is taken up by dirt. This is expected, and therefore it's not a mekach toz. The mocher would have the right to sell the grain with a little bit of dirt mixed in. Te'enim mekabo lov eser metulos lamea. Somebody sells figs to his friend. The lokeach must accept 10 wormy figs per 100. Again, this is expected that some of the figs will be wormy. If 10% of the figs are wormy, this is normal, and this is not a mekach toz. Martes shoyayin, mekabo lov eser kaisesoy lamea. Somebody sells a cellar of wine to his friend. He sells a bunch of barrels of wine. The lokeach must accept 10 bad barrels of wine out of 100. If 10% of the wine is of poor quality, again, this is expected that some of the wine would be of lesser quality than others. This would not be a mekach toz. Kankanim basharon mekabo lov eser pitafios lamea. If somebody sells jugs, earthenware jugs, in the Sharon, this is a lowland of Eretz Yisrael between Yafo and Haifa, and in this area, the earthenware doesn't dry out properly, so therefore the lokeach must accept 10 bad jugs that weren't dried out properly out of 100, as this is expected in this area of Eretz Yisrael, that some of the jugs did not dry properly, and therefore are low quality jugs, so therefore if 10% of the jugs are not properly dried, this is not a mekach toz, and the lokeach cannot demand his money back.